Now, Wisconsinites are bracing for another round of cold and snowy weather this week. A storm is expected to bring at least 2 inches of snow. Some areas of the state could see an additional 5. Our next guest is here to talk about the weather this week and the overall winter compared to past years. Tim Halbach is Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service Office in Milwaukee Sullivan. Tim, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, from what I'm seeing, it's not a real hard storm coming, but what are we looking at over the next few days around the state?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple rounds of light to moderate snow that is expected to come through. The first one we're seeing is already started up here and is mainly affecting kind of the northeast half of, if you were to kind of cut Wisconsin in half from northwest to southeast. That's where the heaviest snowfall is expected for this one. Generally, a 2 to 5 inch type snowfall, which is right when we would issue like a winter weather advisory, and that's what you're seeing for the northeastern part of the state. We then have a couple more rounds of snow possible through the rest of the week. There's another system on Friday, which a few days ago had looked like it was going to be a little bit more of potential impacts to us, but the trend has been for that to look weaker and weaker, so potentially a few more inches with that system and then colder going into next week.
Now, my perception of this winter, Tim, is that we've had two winters, this really fairly mild one for a big chunk there, and then all of the winter in, what, the past 4 weeks ago, where we keep getting some more snow here, some really cold weather there. Am I right? Is this how it's worked out?
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you look back on the record books for past winters, it's kind of interesting when you start comparing what this winter will kind of look like compared to the other ones. If you look strictly at snowfall and average temperatures for this winter period, we're actually pretty close to normal, about as near normal as you can be for temperatures, because it was so warm in December and the early part of January. But then it's like we've had, basically all of the winter in the past 6 weeks. But if you compare that to some of the past winters that we've had, and it actually looks either similar to the winter that we had last year, where that one actually looked like it was a little bit colder. But then 16, 17, and 15, 16, those were both warmer than normal and had less snowfall. So kind of the more recent benchmark for really strong winters was the 2013-2014 season, when it was basically cold from October all the way into spring.
Now, this last weekend really spelled out how local conditions can really vary from place to place. One county driving's fine, the next county over, they're saying stay off the roads. And then we had this bizarre, huge accident, the 100-plus car pileup in the Neenah area, sadly one fatality, a bunch of injuries. How hard is it to spot what is going to be a dangerous driving day from, you know, one town, one county to the next?
Yeah, and, in some spots, it's almost more dangerous when it's very localized like that. If you think back to, we had a dense fog pileup that happened over in Ozaukee County on I-43 a number of years ago. It wasn't a widespread dense fog type day. It was one little low spot along the interstate that had quite a bit of dense fog that formed there, and when the cars would drive in and the accident started, you drive into it not seeing it, and you'd all of a sudden be right upon it, and unfortunately that's when those worst types of accidents happen. So what you saw up in the Fox Valley yesterday, I think there's probably a lot of people that were driving back from up north that were leaving those horrible conditions that they were seeing everywhere, and then you get to some wide open spaces where all of a sudden the roads are a little bit better, and you start maybe accelerating a little bit more than you had been doing in the past to try to make up some time. And you look at some of the video, it looked like one spot where all of a sudden it was just pure whiteout conditions. And that's something that we try to do, a job of trying to message people and let them know, here's what we're expecting to occur. There's going to be some localized spots where there's going to be some blowing and drifting snow where it's going to be difficult. So that's the message we typically are saying, watch your speeds and try to watch out for these localized areas where it could be blowing like that.
And I think a lot of times we might hear, oh, just an inch or two, or just 2 to 5 inches. It's Wisconsin. That's not bad driving. Leave us with a message for drivers coming into this next couple of storm fronts.
Well, I think, you know, over the past few weeks, we've had quite a bit of practice with the light snows and all that. So obviously, the best thing you can do is just give yourself a lot more time to reach your destination. The snow for today is going to be coming into tonight, so by tomorrow morning, the roads will probably be pretty slick as well. So just give yourself a little extra time. You're not going to be able to drive at the speeds that you might normally be able to do to get to work.
Tim, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Yeah, anytime.
That's Tim Halbach, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service Office in Milwaukee-Sullivan. He joined us with an update on some of the latest winter weather.